And a 3, 2, 1. And welcome back, everyone, to another episode of It's Related.
I promise.
We're so many in studio today, you guys. It is full house. When I tell you, it's going to be an amazing, amazing conversation. Like, just preparing to have this conversation alone has been such a vibe. So you're all in for a treat. Okay, so let me go around and let our guests introduce themselves. Some of them you know, some of them you might not know. So, Shiro, why don't you go first?
Now that you've already introduced me, Shiro, go first. Okay, hi, I'm Shiro.
Who is Shiro?
Hi, I'm Shiro Morioki. I am currently an underemployed journalist. Yes, and also a podcaster. I have a podcast with Lee Charles Ouda called The Undiscovered Podcast.
Yes.
Which is, you know, we're working on that. Ooh, but teething issues.
Teething problems.
You should have prepared me with teething.
Girl, I told you. We literally had a phone call about how podcasting is. It's a lot.
Yeah, and it's all, I always have fun.
Yeah.
Here, so I'm glad to be back.
Oh, and we love having you back. And another regular, degular guest of ours. Over to you, King Charles, as you're called in the streets.
Let me tell you, as I always say, Sharon is the best ego booster any human can have. But it's fantastic to be back.
Yay!
It's Charles, been around the show, not the block.
Well. And last but not least, we guys, wait to hear his voice.
Sure, you're right.
Dying.
Let me tell you, Des has been tickling my eardrum for the last 1 hour. Keep going, Daddy. Calm.
I think that was Mary. I was doing that. Good morning, everyone.
What's your name?
They call me the Des.
Ooh. The Des?
The Des.
The Des. Des.
Yeah. Yes. The Des is, but this one is the.
The special the. One.
Cool. Well, welcome. Thank you for joining.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really just honored to be amongst such incredible company.
Amazing.
The voice, though.
The voice. So today, Jules is not around. Jules is currently in London living her best life, so she won't be part of the session. But we miss you, girl, and we can't wait for you to come back.
Atarudi tu.
Kwa maandamano, the rest of us, what you mean?
Visa Itaisha.
So, okay, guys, in true IRIP fashion, we always start by, you know, just knowing what's caught your attention this week. So why don't we kick off with Shiro, babe? What's caught your attention?
So I had stayed away from Twitter for a while until Threads came. And weirdly enough, that just took me right back to Twitter. I can't explain my actions. I don't know why I'm behaving the way I'm behaving.
Twitter is a trap.
It's a whole trap I've been trapped there like by the throat for the last week. And not in a fun by the throat kind of. Anyway.
Wait. Can you tell us the fun?
No, this is not that podcast. We'll do that other one with you.
It could be that podcast.
You know, it's related. No,
it's related, I promise.
This will be the longest segue you've ever had. No, but basically, so I went on Twitter and one of the conversations, you know, nowadays they have this for you thing. It's not just like on your timeline.
It's not just
people you follow. You just see other people. And I said the conversation that was happening was just people piling on Meghan Markle.
Really? What has she done?
She's done nothing. She's breathing and existing and looking cute. Okay,
yeah, yes, she does.
Because she's stunning, right? Mm-hmm. And I've seen people diagnosing her with narcissistic personality disorder.
How did they gather that?
I don't know. Someone you've never met, but somehow from your mother's basement, you decided
that she's a narcissist.
I mean,
narcissist.
Come on. And saying that, you know, her kids don't really exist. And
what?
And I'm like, this is wild. It's wild to me because, you know, I've never really been deeply involved in whatever is happening in the royal family.
I was for a minute.
But then
obsessed.
Now I went down a rabbit hole and I realized, man, they drove that girl right out of that country for nothing.
Have you seen the documentary?
Now I watched Spare.
Wow.
First of all, her and Harry just have such... sexual energy. I'm like, ooh.
Like people I know.
You know when you walk into a room, I don't know. Listen. You know, like when you walk into like a house and you don't have to be told that two people are fucking.
They're enjoying themselves. The
fun is being had. Fun times.
Oh, man. No,
so, yeah, so that's what caught my attention. Just like, man, leave that girl alone.
Yeah, she's been through enough, I feel.
Leave her alone. Mm. Damn. Like, she's... And everyone who's ever worked with her just has nothing but good things to say about her. So it's like, All of a sudden, once she married your prince, she became a demon. Leave that girl alone.
Leave her alone.
Leave her alone.
Charles, what about you? What's caught your attention lately?
I think being in Nairobi or Kenya this week, it's difficult not to be obsessed and saddened by the situations of the demonstrations.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what's caught my attention, and I'm just hoping sanity prevails because it's a very slippery slope.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I think that for us sitting around this table, we have the luxury and the privilege to watch the demonstrations from our screens.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's important that all of us who can in any way, shape or form influence the conversation, do it and do it soberly.
Yeah.
And also not fuel the paranoia as well as the propaganda that's going around. So that's really been top of mind. The fact that, you know, you are scared to drive around, etc. It's nerve-wracking. So I hope sanity prevails. I think that it's also sad that it's happening not just in Kenya. There are issues in Senegal, in France. So you sit and I cannot help think about what's happening to the world.
Yeah.
Right?
The upheaval.
There's
something
absolutely
happening, yeah.
But I think to that same effect, I think I love this book called Factfulness. I don't know if you guys have read it.
Mm-mm.
And it just uses data points to really analyze, you know, circumstance in the world today vis-a-vis any period in history. And it's not so bad. So I think that gives me hope. So, but I really hope that sanity prevails.
Wow.
Look at Charles being serious.
I'm telling you, man.
Wisdom.
Giving
wisdom.
I feel like you should run for something.
It's giving deep state. Wow.
Not deep state. Des, you've been quiet. What's going on? What's caught your attention this week?
Actually, I want to piggyback on what Charles just said.
Yeah.
Because what got to me was the resilience that people have. Despite the economic and scare tactics that have been propagandized on the nation, people are still going to work. People are still pretty much civil. People are, even after through COVID, people are still going, you know, they're still on the grind regardless of how bleak the economic and social climate has been.
Right.
And that to me is what's admirable about Kenyans, is that our strongest characteristic always comes out when we are pushed to the edge, and it is something that is being demonstrated now and has been. You know, we forget that the history of this country has always been one of which, in which the most humble people in society have been stepped on, and yet they're the ones who are still showing up to the jobs, still dealing with employers that treat them with disdain and a lot of mother-ow, but here they are still. I mean, like,
they drive the country
completely.
Right?
I mean, I was at one point, I'd even told my household on Wednesday, don't come on Wednesday. She's like, no, but there was not enough food in the fridge. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
She's still thinking about me instead of her own safety and how she's going to get to me.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, no, just don't show up. And and that level of, and it's not like I'm going to dock her pay because she didn't come. Mm-hmm. So it's not even about the money
it's
for her.
Money.
It's just about she is dedicated to what she, and that's more, she's more of the example of, really, she's the litmus test of how the sentiment of the average Kenyan is. It's about hard work and it's about commitment to their building their country and serving those who are dependent on them. So
yeah,
I love our people for that. So
wow, you guys have so much range. Wow, I can't. We just move on now.
What's caught your attention?
I don't know, man.
Like stuff, man.
Stuff. Yeah, I mean,
no, that was this, yes.
Yeah, you guys have range. Considering where this conversation started from, when the mics went on.
No idea.
Before the mics went on, if you guys had what was happening,
if you are a fly on the wall, you'd be like, these chokoras.
Who invited them?
About resilience.
With enough requests, if we get 1,000 requests for the behind the recording,
a BTS,
we shall put it up.
Someone would have to pay really good money for that content. Wow,
1,000 requests.
I have a reputation to maintain.
If you guys had before the mics went on, I don't know who these people are. I can barely recognize them.
I can hear the code switch. Like, yes, you know. But it was such a code switch.
It was a code switch.
Death is like, the worst.
The ghetto.
It's the actual worst. And then the mic come on, he's like, you know, it caught my eye.
You know, but it's ironic that the person I had the most banter with is the one saying I'm the worst.
Banter is important. Yeah.
Banter is important.
Banter.
So for me, what caught my attention, not really caught my attention, but what's been top of mind is our transition here at IRIP. So if you guys listened to our previous episode, it was a farewell to Sheila Kombox, who, you know, won't be part of the podcast anymore. So now we're sort of transitioning, and this is the first time we're having this many, like...
So this is your debut solo album. It's
okay, Beyonce.
It's not a... Do you see the people I'm dealing with? Yes. It's a takeover. No, but it's interesting to see how... Because what I had said in that previous episode is that, for me, what I love about IRIP is... there's that, like, the bedrock of IRIP is that is the diversity of thought. Mm-hmm. So people coming in and bringing such different opinions has always been what we're about from day one. And having the three of you here today, I'm just like, oh my God, this is everything we had dreamed of, like, in terms of such different people. And when you get into the topic, you'll hear how different everybody thinks about the various topics we'll be discussing.
Should be fun.
So, you know, just be prepared. And without further ado, guys, this has all been interrelated, I promise. Let's get into today's discussion, yeah? Mm. So, I don't know if you've been living under a rock or where, but in case... Charles put his hand up. In case you've not heard what happened to Kiki Palmer. So, Kiki Palmer was recently... I'm trying to put it in a way such that it's not biased. I don't want to say she was shamed on Twitter, because there's people who don't think she was being shamed. There are people who think it was just announced, right? Mm-hmm. But basically, Kiki Palmer was, let's say in air quotes, shamed by her boyfriend
her baby daddy
for going to a concert, an Usher concert, in an outfit that he said was inappropriate. So this outfit was like
one of those meshy things.
Meshy, like a body stocking. And then inside she had like a bodysuit that was a thong.
Yeah.
And so the way Usher does this act is that he serenades her. He serenades women, basically. So you get on stage, he serenades you, he sings, "There goes my baby, da 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 da." And so Darius...
That's what Darius was saying. "There goes my baby."
Bye. Wow. So basically he goes on Twitter and this is what he says. He posts a video of her and Usher when she's getting serenaded, and he's like, "For me, it's the outfit. You're a mom. I am."
Okay.
And then the second tweet is, so obviously there was so much, you know, backlash. Everybody sort of, you know, called him out on his name. And then he went ahead and now to defend himself,
he doubled down
and said, "We live in a generation where a man of the family who doesn't want the wife and mother to his kids to showcase booty cheeks to please others, and he gets told how much of a hater he is. This is my family and my representation. I have standards and I have morals to what I believe. I rest my case." Hmm. I think he proceeded to delete his Twitter, or I don't know what happened.
They bullied him off. It's like what we did to
our former president. I know.
We were looking at him.
But
you
know,
have thoughts.
Yeah, because I feel like what's really at the center of this whole thing is this idea of a controlling boyfriend. So the question I'm posing out to you guys today, do you think he's being controlling or he's just traditional? Shiro.
Okay, here's my thing. You know, I feel, and I know this, you will fall off your seat just to hear me say this.
Hey,
I'm going to say it anyway.
Myself in.
I think it's because I went and got cuffed. And so things.
Blink twice.
I need help. So here's the thing. There's this idea that people have gotten that a man should not have an opinion. Mm-hmm. Whatsoever
preach
about
on,
the person in his life, like this is your woman, right? So this idea that I should not, because I'm your man, and there's feminism and empowerment, and by the way, I'm such a feminist.
Yeah, yeah.
But this idea that your man should not have any thoughts whatsoever on you is really unrealistic.
Okay. It's,
having said that. Uh-huh. My problem with him is, if he had an issue, see, he left the house. Where was he? See, she left the house. She left him in the digs.
Where were you? If you didn't get an invite.
And then you decide you're going to tell Twitter.
For me, that's the issue.
Why are you telling the Twitter? Like, if you had an issue with how I was dressed.
Yeah. You call me on the same phone.
Like on the same. Like, if did I block you before I went on Twitter, on Beyonce's Twitter? Like.
Who are these people?
Okay.
Let's start.
Kiki Palmer is an actor, but okay, she's many things because Kiki Palmer just, what that woman knows how to do is stay in her bag.
Right, 100%.
She does a bunch of things. Mm-hmm. But she's an Emmy. She's won an Emmy, hasn't she?
I think
she?
So. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but she's basically a really successful actress, singer.
Yes,
yeah.
Actress, singer.
Podcaster.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then now her baby daddy is someone nobody knows.
I don't even know who he is.
But, you know, that should not take away from the fact that she's still in. It's like, oh, you're a nobody. I don't want to do that elitist nonsense.
Yeah.
So she had a baby with someone who's not in the public eye.
Yeah.
So, and then, of course, we all know Usher. Usher is just there to break homes. You should know.
That's just his act.
If Charles, me and you are together, and I've gone to an Usher concert, please know that I will be grinding upon that man. Knowing
it's just
when I leave the house.
It's not that deep.
It's not like, after that, there goes my baby into his hotel room. That's not happening.
We don't know. But I just don't think it was that deep. I think it's just a performance. I feel like him going on Twitter was so uncalled for. So uncalled for. And I think he deserves everything he got because he was really cyberbullied for what he did. And at the end of the day, like, if you are so uncomfortable, because I hear you, Shiro, in terms of your partner should have a say.
Not a say.
I feel like they should have a say. Like, me, my partner definitely has a say in terms of certain clothes that I wear. I like it. I find it, it's
not a say, but he's allowed an opinion.
See, that's a say, babe.
No, a say is, you're babe, can I wear this?
No, that's a command. A say is like if I had an outfit and my boyfriend's, and I'm like, oh, babe, how do I look? And he finds it inappropriate, I'm not going to wear it, imagine.
Good for you.
You know what? To be fair, I probably wouldn't either. But it's a very thin line of where there's trust between the two that is existing already. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's such an
pre-existing. But that's why you're together. You have trust.
Yeah, but then also, you know, there are people that are together and there's nary a trust, not even a trust condom. There's nothing.
But if I told, let's say I was your boyfriend and I told you, don't touch the sufuria because it's hot. You would believe me.
Yeah.
Right. So if I told you don't wear that outfit because it's inappropriate, you have to trust that I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but then when I talk about trust, yeah, that means that I trust that you're not coming from a weird, controlling, dodgy place. No. Yeah.
That's why I use that example I used. It's not trying to control you to touch the sufuria. It's for your own benefit.
Are you sure you want to wear that? You know, there's...
Yeah. I think, that's a good point. Yeah. There's also how it's said.
How it's phrased, how it's said.
Because I've been in a situation like that before where I had an outfit, I thought it was wonderful, but my partner genuinely was like, babe, I don't know. How are you going in that dress? Literally. So I get it. But the piece about going on Twitter, I feel like for me that's where I draw the line. Des, what do you think?
Let's hear from Des.
Well.
Yeah.
No, well, first of all, he didn't say anything terrible. He just stated his opinion. And it would even sounded rather respectful. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, no one asked you. right?
That is exactly
yeah.
it.
So
no one asked you. It's not like you were brought to a podcast or you were solicited by an interviewer to give your opinion on it. So you pretty much just came out of the box on your own and decided to air your domestic issues that could have been resolved on a phone call privately to your the mother of your child. Mm. So it was unsolicited, which made it unnecessary. But having said that, it wasn't anything that deserved for him to be cancelled per se.
Really?
He didn't say anything. Read again what you said.
So he said, this is what, the first one or the second one? Okay, first. The first one was,
you read before.
It's the outfit. Uh-huh. You're a mom though.
Okay.
And then the second one, now after everyone was like, what? He said, we live in a generation where a man of the family doesn't want the wife and mother to his kids to showcase booty cheeks to please others. He gets told how much of a hater he is. This is my family and my representation. I have standards and morals to what I believe. I rest my case.
It's actually not even disrespectful.
Actually, I disagree. When she said, when he said showcasing booty cheeks to please others, I'm like...
Yeah, why is he assuming it was to please others? Like,
because she can show them to him at home. Who is it for?
No, but she also just had a baby. She's feeling really sexy. Yeah,
so
like,
she wants to show others. There's nothing wrong with what he said. It's absolutely the truth. It's just a truth that she doesn't want to accept.
So a woman can't get dressed in a sexy outfit for herself?
She can, but when you're...
In the house.
It depends on where you're drawing the line. And for him, I think his line is that you're a mother. It's not like you're a single mother. I mean, your child at one point is going to be ridiculed. When they get older, like, this is your mom. You know, I think that's where he was coming from. More so for the child than for him. Like, are you aware of the long-term implications of what you're doing? Forget about me. Because if you actually read the story more, he has actually been aware of her behavior in the past.
Yeah.
Right? She's done social things where she's exposed parts of herself.
Yeah.
She's been in the streets.
But okay.
Not in the streets.
You know what I'm saying?
Not necessarily.
It's not like she came from the monastery and decided to jump on stage with Usher.
And you see, that's where like you and I will be at variance, because he knew who he was dating, right?
So, no, we're not at variance.
He was aware.
By the way, we're not at variance.
Yeah,
I completely agree that I sent Charles a thing the other day about women never lie. Remember that? Did you see it?
You didn't watch it.
We show you who we are. We
exactly.
Please.
Women always show you who they are. So
it wouldn't be a shock.
Yeah. So he got with someone and decided to have a baby with someone who he knew was that kind of person, because she had demonstrated that. Yeah.
Right.
So now that
he didn't decide. Maybe just
well,
yeah.
Well, he decided. Well, okay.
70% of babies are accidents.
Well, depends on how you define accidents, but all right. But
it's
related.
Let me drink my water.
But the point is that now that he had a history, he knew of her history, and now he's decided that now that she's with me, she's going to behave differently. That's where his issue comes in. That's where his mistake is.
Huh. So then you're right, we're not at variance.
No, we're not at variance.
Yeah. You're
my issue with him is that he didn't have to put it on Twitter. He could have sent her that exact thing.
Yeah, but you know, that could be a text. What
yeah,
you just
said. Text.
And then when he said, you know, my wife, I'm like, when did that wedding happen, Chiron? Like, did you miss the marriage?
He didn't. They're not married.
Like, yeah.
They're not married.
It's like an error. You are requesting the husband package and you have only paid for the girlfriend package. Kindly upgrade.
Okay.
That's so true. Yeah, because how are you? You know what? That's facts.
But on the other hand, he didn't really say anything terrible. He didn't say,
to be fair, I agree. I see
a
what
hoe,
you're
this, you're that. You're,
yeah,
he didn't
you're
say
right.
Any of that.
Okay, you're right.
He just
to
said,
be
I have boundaries, I'm a family man, and which is true.
But those subtext, though.
That didn't need to be aired. But what he said, even if he sent it to her personally, it was quite all right.
Yeah, like if my boyfriend said, "Sis, why are your booty cheeks flapping against?"
That's a conversation.
It would be a text. I'd be like, "Ah!" But then it would be a conversation. But now, if you went on Twitter, now I'd my booty cheeks clap for the public. Now proper, I'd be like,
"Jez, would you have gone on Twitter?"
No.
Okay.
Never air your
stuff publicly. Exactly.
No, no.
Yeah. No, I agree.
The relationship is between the two of them, and it should remain as such.
Yeah.
Okay, Charles, are you all caught up?
This is awesome. I love it. I think for me, fundamentally, it comes down to a simple thing, values, right? These are two people who are at divergence when it comes to their values. And I don't think that the issue is what she did on stage or beyond. I think it's that by the time this guy goes on Twitter, which I think we're all in alignment that he shouldn't have, it showcases a deeper issue at home.
Yeah.
Whereby this guy probably feels that he's not heard at home. And he's not heard.
Okay, so he
own personal engagement.
And this feels why it's important to talk to men about.
Yeah, because I was like, that actually makes sense,
right? Because I guarantee you, this is not the first time they've had that
conversation.
The outfit.
So this is an "I told you so."
Oh, it's like you. This is the last resort type thing. Yeah, I have no choice but to.
No, I think we all have a choice, and I think that fundamentally, I think it's personally. It's silly to air your dirty laundry in public.
Yeah.
Des, you were saying he was thinking that I'm doing this for my child. If he was really thinking about his child, wouldn't that child now start seeing all this backlash and abuse of his mother or her mother publicly?
Imagine
30 years or 20 years or 15 years from now, right?
Because you've opened this woman up actually to that ridicule.
Absolutely. Right?
It's like, you're a mom. So it's so like, let's make fun of this woman because she's just dodgy.
So fundamentally, it's two things. One or three things. One is that they do have a divergence in values and they need, there's a statement that the most important decision you'll ever make in your life is who you parent with.
Yeah, who you reproduce with.
Like fact. Right?
Yeah.
Who you parent with, not even who you date or marry, etc., but who you parent with, because that you're stuck with them for the rest of your life, right? So choose wisely, right? And then secondly, the issue about just keeping things to yourself, keep them close to yourself. You don't need to share everything out there. So that's the second piece.
Yeah.
And then lastly, like, I think there needs to be a mutual respect of each other so that people talk. And I think that as society nowadays, even in relationships, in various engagements, whether it's intimate or platonic relationships, we do not communicate enough, right? And communicate to understand.
Yeah, not just
not to respond. So we need to, to me, that's what this thing fundamentally comes down to, and I feel for, number one, I feel for the child. No child should have their mother ridiculed in public, let alone by the father.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But let's do a bit of a role play here, Charles. Let's say.
Role play.
Can you all get your head out of the gutter? Let's say I'm your girlfriend. Yes. I'm in that inappropriate outfit.
Yep.
I'm about to go see Usher and get my life.
get serenaded. And whether we see properly, those videos, Usher is not serenading you from the stage. He will come up to where you're sitting.
Your chair. Exactly.
And then he'll grab you up.
It's wonderful.
He's going to be grinding up.
And sing his brains out.
Let me tell you, he will need to leave me propped up because I would be
your knees would buckle.
Yanni.
What are you paddling?
You'd have to put me in the fridge for me to reassemble. Because
so let's how should a guy, or how would you tell me that my outfit is inappropriate and therefore I should change? Or would you even, to begin with?
That's such a good question. I'd want to hear how they would say.
Yeah, I
want to
know how, because I think for me it's the how it's said and not having that opinion. It's the how.
So it starts actually before the outfit.
Unaenda wapi?
Unaenda wapi? Uradi kunagua
isho. So that's Spanish for where are you going dressed like that with those clothes. Spanish is a beautiful language.
Very. Yeah. Ungovernable
is the word.
All right, let's govern ourselves.
Okay. And let's role play. Shira, let's role play. Stop taking this moment away from me.
Okay, let's role play. Take it.
No, I think the first thing is that by the time it gets to the Usher concert, we've had discussions, right?
Yeah.
We've been together, unless we met the day before.
Mm.
And if we met the day before, I have no
right.
Right to opine on what you wear or what you don't wear. I have no right, right? Secondly, but if you're my girlfriend and or my fiance or my wife, I don't think that's even a conversation we'll ever need to have because you know me. Goes okay. back to the values, mm-hmm. right? You know me. You know what makes me comfortable. You know what makes me uncomfortable, as I do you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that if you're wearing tumbo cut, you're not wearing it to go show off your belly button or your navel.
She's wearing it because she likes it.
Exactly, right? So to okay. me, those are things that there's no discussion for me to be had because you're going. And I want to actually draw a parallel.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Today, opining, drawing parallels.
And then he said parallel successfully as a Kikuyu man.
As a Spaniard.
As a Spaniard. Sorry. Alejandro.
Carlos. The same thing used to happen at Janet Jackson concerts.
Yeah.
Oh, actually.
Oh, yeah. Why she used to do that fact, BDSM thing and right? strap you onto
yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. How many times has Janet done this, right?
Damn. Yeah.
And I love it. I don't see any...
Outroar.
Any
uproar.
Girlfriend. Or maybe the guys were single, but...
You're a dad.
Right?
Imagine you're a dad.
And so that's the thing, right?
Okay.
I do actually... Sure, I take offense to him... using the you're a mom.
Motherhood, yeah.
Exactly. So,
right?
Yeah.
I think for too long we throw that, right? Mothers are mothers and they're human beings, just as fathers are.
Yeah, long before she became someone's mother, she was she was a woman.
Yeah, and she still so
is. Yeah.
It's I think that for me it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe for a different episode, we need to discuss just the double standard of what is expected of mothers vis-a-vis what's expected of fathers,
mm-hmm.
right? But look, hey, I don't think that
you're
that's...
You're spitting.
Okay, but...
Chime away. Opine away.
I think this conversation with regard to the equivalency of Janet Jackson is a false equivalency. Let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
False equivalence.
Yeah.
Right.
The issue that, what's his name, Darius,
yeah.
had wasn't even the serenading. That was not his issue.
It was the outfit.
It was the outfit and the butt cheeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to say that Janet used to strap men to whatever and to grind on them, that's
and they
fine.
Were bare-chested.
That's fine.
Yeah. But they were bare-chested, so it's the equivalent of butt cheeks.
None of them.
So these were pecs.
This is Charles
pecs.
Trying to cover up his false equivalent. None of these men were on stage with their zippers down.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? Because even then, you'd be like, you know, your son will see that in 20 years. And
but
see
there was
daddy
to a Jacob's thing, cross.
That's yeah. fine.
The fact that I know what that apparatus is.
I'm shocked. Are you a witch?
Let me finish my point. So if the mothers of their children were to say, hey, on a tweet...
You're a dad.
David,
how dare you
had your zipper open and this is inappropriate. That's a true statement.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. He didn't mention anything about Usher, did he?
But so, why is it?
Actually, yeah.
Hold on. So we don't have to mention anything about Janet. It's what you were doing and how you were dressed on stage as Janet did that to you. That is really the issue. So the false equivalency is not about being serenaded or being... tied up or whatever the case might be. The issue is mm-hmm. how were you physically representing yourself in a way that your offspring, our offspring,
mm.
is going to evaluate you in the coming years. That's really the issue at hand.
But going back to that point, it's not about the offspring. Let's put facts on the table.
Okay, let's remove the offspring.
It's about this guy.
It's about his ego.
It's about his insecurity.
That might be true.
It's about
as well.
His everything. Because at the end of the day, right? Des, are you saying that if the issue is what she was wearing, right? Then I guarantee you that's not the only place she's worn what she wore that day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you don't start wearing that on stage for day one. No. We've worn it before.
There's a build up.
Right? There's a build up.
She's not wearing a maxi dress and then all of a sudden, boom, butt cheeks.
Yeah, you know, 0 to 100. No, right? So at the end of the day, and this is what I was saying, there are so many layers to this relationship which we cannot even try and decipher.
Exactly. Right? So let me chime in here. You're right. What you're saying is equally true. But we are a court of public opinion. And in this courtroom that everyone has an opinion on, called Twitter or this podcast or other whatevers, the only thing we can actually castigate him on is what he said.
Exactly.
Not what he meant, not other baggage that you're bringing up that is actually probably true. It's not the issue at hand. The issue at hand that got him cancelled, so to speak, is what he said. And what he said.
Where he said it.
And the context of what he said.
Yes. And the context of what he said.
Exactly. With the whole and your mom.
Yes. Mm. So it's about what she was wearing, period.
I think one of the reasons that he was being dragged on Twitter, and I saw this a lot on his comments, on like the comments below his tweets, is a lot of people, both men and women, saying that, yo, it kind of feels here that the real issue is not what she's wearing, because like Charles said, it's not the first time she's dressed like this. Like you said it as well, Des. It's not that he found her in a monastery and then she ran out in a...
She was for the streets.
She ran out in that outfit for Borat. You know, the one...
the green scudo.
Yeah, the one that goes over the shoulders. No, it's not like she was hooked there praising
Borat,
and worshiping.
Wow, what a reference.
Listen, I should tell you what a fun house my brain is. Anyway, so basically... He knew that, and she's dressed like that before. She's been known long before she had this baby that she was, you know, she liked to dress sexy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she herself has said that since she had the baby,
exactly,
she has never felt sexier.
Sexier.
She has like extra boobage, extra thighs. So, but then now, if we're to, all the factors that have stayed constant are, she's dressed like that.
Yeah.
The things that have changed is, there was no Asha serenading her, and also she was not a mom before. Okay. So those are the two things that are maybe grinding gears, right? Mm. And so I think for me, my biggest question is, number one, do I stop being a sexy woman because I had a child?
Exactly.
And then number two, what was this really about how I was dressed, seeing as you've seen me dressed like this several times?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was it about the fact that I was dressed like this and then Asha was grinding up on me? Is that the real issue? I think also the loudest parts are the parts that are said, left unsaid,
ooh,
I believe.
Oh, yes.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh. I fully agree.
Yeah. That's why I said that there was subtext. So she's like, you're a mom. It's like, when she forgot?
Exactly.
She left the house and she was like, well,
the baby's at home.
The kids. You know.
But also just, I mean, I'm not a mom, and I wish actually, I'd love to hear what a sexy mom, you know, mothers that are still about their, you know, being sexy.
Yeah.
I'm so curious to know what they think about whether she was too sexy. And if there's even such a thing when you're a mom.
There's nothing like that.
So yeah, then, as men, because I think he has a point, but I don't think he should have said the mom thing. Because I agree that moms can be whatever they want to be.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Is there an element of truth in there whereby as a mother, there's an added expectation of certain, I don't know, like, let's quote unquote decency.
No, but actually, sorry, I have to jump in here.
Jump. Guys, don't apologize for jumping in. Jump in.
I think it's this thing that I always crack up. And my fellow Kenyans will understand this very well. When you see a girl in her 20s, early 30s, dressed a certain way, and the first reaction is, she's a...
Oh, Slay Queen.
Thank you. Right? And I'm like, no.
It's because we've had this conversation before, guys. Yeah. Just context. Right? Know that that's immediately where my mind went.
Did you see me getting triggered?
I saw you, yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm like, actually, you know, you're in your 40s, you're in your 50s, right? That was exactly you 20, 30 years earlier.
Exactly.
Right? So it's just a rite of passage that people are going through.
Let the girl wear her nails and her wig.
Exactly.
Leave her alone.
And also, so that's the other context that I want to bring to this, because as we were discussing, I was like, who is this Kiki Palmer? She's 29 years old.
Mm.
Let me tell you, Des, you know what I used to wear. in California at 29.
He used to have his butt cheeks out. That's true.
Ah, right?
Ooh, that's why she's defending the butt cheeks.
Yeah, exactly. Right? No, so
the butt cheeks defense forces.
What do you abbreviate that?
Defense forces.
BDF.
I love it. That's a new
like
one.
KDF.
No, it's BCDF.
BCDF.
You can't, don't forget the C. So I think that, I think it's also important to throw in the aspect of, it's a rite of passage. This is a lady who's 29 years old. By the time, I guarantee you, when she's 40, she's not going to wear that outfit for the same Usher concert.
And then also, if she wants to wear it when she's 40, you know she can.
She can still wear it. But I'm just saying, in general,
yeah,
you see people go through certain rites of passage,
yeah,
right? Just like I always laugh, all of us, we should see the photos of our mothers and grandmothers in the 60s and 70s,
they were fly,
right?
Yeah.
In the shortest miniskirt ever.
Like if she took a deep breath.
Exactly. Right?
It would be a gender reveal.
So, wow.
Damn.
I didn't see that one coming. Anyway.
You're a woman. I can see,
I can see that.
Colors of smoke. What colors of smoke?
It's pink.
Shut up. So I think let's also be kind, right? Mm-hmm. I think relationships thrive when partners learn kindness.
Oh,
right? And so this is a man who, let's call a spade, he wasn't being kind to his partner.
No, 100%,
right?
Yeah.
You do not shame your wife,
the mother of your child,
fiance, your girlfriend, or even a friend that you care for in public.
It's poor form.
You don't, right? So for me, I don't have a problem with what he said. For me, it's how he said it
and where he said
and
it.
Where he said it. And this is something that they should have dealt with at home.
Privately, yeah.
Privately. And perhaps it's because, I like my privacy and et cetera. But to me, I just find it out of form. And again, let Kiki Palmer and her full 29-year-old
be Kiki Palmer.
So the moral of the story here isn't in fewer words, might be, let people be who they're going to be. Let people's behavior, don't be Captain Saberho going into change someone's behavior that they've already demonstrated to you before that they are aligned to. So the only thing you can actually do is decide whether or not you want to be a part of that vibration.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And I bet you the thing that attracted Darius to Kiki
was that was behavior.
That,
exactly.
That butt chick showing outfit the first night he met her in
it was
a
like,
club.
Ooh, booty. Then I was like, ew, booty.
But let me.
You live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Oh, yeah. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. So I want us to come back to the question of controlling versus traditional. Des.
Yes, dear.
What's the difference? As a guy,
controlling versus traditional.
Yeah, because a guy can just be traditional and have traditional set of values.
I think it'll go back to my last comment, which is the controlling person has to come in and dictate how things are going to be.
Yeah.
Versus if I want a certain behavior out of my partner, if I don't get it, I don't change my partner. I don't try to change you. I change my partner.
Exactly.
Oh, so
that's traditional. Yeah. Traditional is like, okay, this is how Sharon is. God bless her. She's sweet. She's this and that. But she's not for me.
Exactly.
So I go and find,
you go find someone who
Sharon
suits.
Version 2.0, who is like that.
Go so find rather, Shiro.
Shiro will take you through the trenches.
Yeah. But
at least with the butt cheeks.
Yeah, there'll be fewer butt cheeks.
So
BCDF.
So to answer your question, I think the only problem controlling men have is that they don't realize they should stop trying to make someone who they're not.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. Otherwise, they know what they want.
Do you think women sometimes confuse having a traditional partner and having
a controlling one?
Because I feel like sometimes there's a bit of a confusion.
May I ask something, though?
Yeah.
What's tradition?
You see, that's what I was going to ask, because here's the thing about traditions. Mm-hmm. This, if we can't, we don't have like full demarcation of these borders, like this is traditional values and these are not. The fact is, we're talking about something that's so abstract, and so those goalposts can
keep shifting
and keep shifting.
Yeah,
and that's already saying that I have traditional values is a kind of a dangerous space to start your argument from, rather than say I grew up a certain way. And this is what I expect, so rather than calling it
traditional to us.
The overarching themes that make couples, be it whatever gender, traditional. Like, men are supposed to be there to provide, to protect, to be somewhat of a guidance.
The leader of the home.
The leader of the home. And women are supposed to take their own roles with regard to how the relationship, how they move within the relationship.
Right.
And it's not, and it's, I mean, you know, the traditional idea is that men don't submit. They're not submissive, which is not true. Men are very submissive in a traditional home because they
really
bring...
They defer a lot to their wife.
Not just that, but let's say I'm the breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
So...
You've brought the bread.
The money.
Mm-hmm. You've brought
I brought it. It was my money.
Yeah.
I made it. Right?
But then how it's spent in
now,
that house.
Now, when I come home and I decide I'm not going to buy the sports car, I'm going to buy the minivan so that we can all fit in and we can take the kids. That's submission. That the money becomes shared within the household. That is submitting
is
to your family.
Submission?
I love completely
it. But it is true.
Yeah,
because I could go and do Coke or I can find Slay Queens to go and spread it. I can do that. It's my money.
You could literally buy a Lamborghini.
So
doing the right thing for the family is submission.
It's submitting. No, submission is like... Like stepping away from your own ego and your own needs.
The other people who are dependent on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is submission.
Okay.
But
it's not again, recognized.
Tradition.
Hold on. It's not recognized culturally as being submissive.
It's not. Yeah. Even I was like,
yes, but it is actually. Because now you're saying, okay, this money is not just for me.
Is giving me my life today, I'm telling you.
Okay.
It is.
I see
so it. So for her, you know, and women, modern, so there's a difference between, I guess I've been whatevering, is modern women versus wives. A modern woman versus a wife are two different things.
Okay.
Again, I challenge that.
Define.
I think we use words too loosely. Right.
Okay, let me expand on it.
For me, it comes down to a simple thing, right? And perhaps this is where, you know, I like using words carefully. It's values. This notion of traditional, modern, wife. A traditional woman can be modern and a wife, right? A woman can be traditional, modern, a wife, all in
all
one.
All the above, exactly.
Yeah, all in one.
Yeah.
So let's, because I feel like people use that term traditional almost as
a stick to beat people with.
Yeah, either as a stick to beat people with or as
I say
bar.
That because I've actually read that exact phrase.
Or as a bar to uphold and pontificate what beauty and the right levels of whatever should be.
Basically, as a tool to uphold as a patriarchy.
Yeah.
Patriarchy.
Although, okay, for maybe... I think we should define what we understand by traditional. Because I definitely...
Des kind of laid it out in what is most commonly understood.
Yeah, for him. So for me, my idea of a traditional partner, which I think I like a traditional partner. I like someone who is... a leader of the home, like I don't like me. I want to submit to you. Like
I've actually seen this about Sharon. Sharon is such a boss bitch, but then
at home I don't want to do all of that.
Like please,
I want to take off my.
Don't stress me.
You leave it at the door.
I want to leave it at the door.
Yeah.
Like I want to come in and I want to serve and I'm traditional.
Be within your feminine energy.
Exactly, that is my. Come on now, that's my feminine energy.
And we'll take this high five first of all.
I feel like for me what attracts. Me.
Anyway,
what attracts
me?
What attracts me to a man is a man who is sort of who has that authority in the household, you know. And so my idea of a traditional man is that like someone who is very
takes charge
and allows me to be a submissive. Partner, obviously not submissive, like beyond.
Like submit.
I mean.
Okay, sure. What would be your definition?
Yeah.
Of both a modern woman and a modern man.
So I feel like a modern man would perhaps expect, you know, maybe you're both providing in the household. And not that the woman shouldn't provide at all, but there's a very clear, like, we're splitting this halfway. Yeah, we're splitting this bills halfway. You know, see, you're an independent woman. Da, da, da. Like, I imagine that's what a modern man is in a household. I could be wrong, but we're talking about
right.
our
and you've only touched our on one aspect, perspective, which is the financial.
And I think
God,
also
we're finishing each other's sentence.
How it all began.
Oh my God! And I think
how
I met financial.
Your mother.
Not by Kiki Palmer.
Especially when Sharon was like, you know, I like to serve. Des was like, is it
service?
You mean
fetch me a plate? Oh my God. But yeah, I think that's my version of what is a modern woman, modern man. What's yours, Charles? What's a traditional man and a traditional woman?
So it goes back to the point that I have no idea or definition of that. I actually throw them out the window and say, let people be themselves, right? I want to provide, mm-hmm. right? I want my wife to go out and make as much money as she wants. Mm-hmm. I want none of it. Right?
Yeah.
Do whatever you want with your money.
Charles,
right? Right?
You have passions.
I also want to come.
Giving.
I want to come home and I want to go into the kitchen and I want to cook.
Yeah.
Does that make me any less traditional or does it make me too modern?
I feel like you're, in my view, you're traditional. In my view,
you might. I think he wears both hats.
But that's the
okay,
point.
Okay, yeah,
right?
But that's
do.
The point
but
that
okay, but
it's important to just this notion, because when we start talking about, oh, someone's traditional, if they're traditional, there's a certain level of controlling.
I think your angst is valid, but it's
hey, you guys,
but
please.
But the problem is that you personalized it because there are exceptions to the rule. We're talking about broad brush issues.
Hey,
say that three times.
Broad brush. What is okay. broad brush?
Because he's looking at himself,
you know, okay.
and saying,
"I'm aroused." But continue. Aroused.
He's looking at himself and thinking, "Well, I don't fit into that pigeonhole." So that's why he is
just duck.
No, I think whatever. So, I feel that Des is 100% right. I think what you really fight against is this idea of labels.
Yes. Exactly.
So if anything has a label, Charles is like,
no,
no.
It doesn't apply to him.
Yeah.
So he can't see it on a broader, zoomed out level.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So let's talk statistically.
Zoom out of this. Let's speak in Google Meet.
Huh? Yeah, it's a Google Meet versus Zoom. Never mind.
I was lost. I was in Jupiter.
We've really gotten esoteric.
You are in teams. Okay.
Guys, Microsoft was just chilling.
On the side. Wow. You're the videographer. Right. So.
Oh my God.
So, but if we speak in generalities and cover large swaths of the population, then what we're talking about traditional and this and that, most people can't wear two hats. Most people aren't King Charles.
Yeah, you're either one or the other.
Yes.
So, okay, I want to hear your definition of a modern woman.
A modern woman is
I might check
comes
this
from
out.
Actually they fit the bill that Shiro was talking about, which is a feminist.
Uh-huh.
A feminist is one who doesn't see men as generally bringing value to their lives.
It's generally not
Shiro specifically, but remove yourself from the situation. But they're women who, for the most part, see themselves as being self-reliant, right?
Self-sufficient, yeah.
Yes, they really don't. But they don't realize that a lot of how they are able to run their lives is also as a result of men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
Okay, suffice it to say that Des is a traditional man.
100%.
No, I mean...
Des, you're traditional.
I am.
And your views...
But I'm also very liberal.
You're traditional.
You're open-minded, but your views, I feel...
For instance...
Mirror...
For instance, I have no problem serving my woman food. So,
but the fact that he said my woman,
like
as opposed to my woman. I don't serve random women.
My everything.
No,
I will not stop I don't know that I believe you.
So Nyagodhie came in and she's not getting nothing from you.
Nyagodhie is probably a modern woman. She can serve herself.
No, but the thing about Nyagodhie is she's on her way.
Nyagodhie, no, I'm here.
Actually, do you know, my thing is how I believe that people see tradition as is what they themselves. I think this whole traditional thing is really subjective because it comes from what you grew up.
Yeah,
that's why traditions. That's why they call things family traditions. Your family traditions, like what you guys do over Christmas, is very different from what we do over Christmas. Mm. Or how you were raised by your father and how I was raised by my dad. Like those, I think tradition is basically about what your socialization at formative years looks like.
See,
I think that's what tradition is.
A modern man, for instance, because I think I only discussed women at what your question was, what her question was.
Yeah.
Modern men will see their woman's success or good fortune or wealth as their own.
It's like, yay, good for us.
A modern man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's communal. See, it's 50-50 as you put it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, a traditional man will be like, your money is your money.
Hey, come on.
You some traditional.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
give me a traditional man.
I'm not entitled to it. It is a traditional man's position because, you know, am I taking on your last name? No. So even in Kikuyu, in Kikuyu there's to marry and to be married by.
Yes.
So
Kuhika na kuhikio.
Okay, what's the difference?
Aromeni o mahikaga.
Men are the ones who get married. Yeah.
No,
men marry and women get married.
Okay, yes, yes.
So if so you take my name, I marry you. Or rather, you marry me.
Get married.
I get,
she gets married.
Huh?
She marry.
I marry.
She gets married.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So the idea that what your father's wealth or poverty, whatever your situation was, has nothing to do with me. So if you're an heiress to a fortune, it's got nothing to do with me.
It's like good for you and your daddy's money.
I'm
let
not
me make us.
It.
I yeah.
see. Oh, I've never thought of it that way.
Mm, it's got nothing to do with me.
Okay.
So the idea that somehow a modern man thinks that he's marrying up. There's nothing like that. That's a modern man thinking. Traditional man would be like, if I'm from the village, you're coming to the village.
Yeah.
We're not going to your mansion. That's
oh, wow.
Yeah, but that is absolutely true because
I've never known that.
Like, I actually know men.
So if you marry, you tell me, oh, I'm going for my PhD, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do all those successes.
Yeah, you do that. You'll even be at the front clapping when you get your PhD.
It's got nothing to do with me.
Well, those are your things. Because I've actually like even come across men who actually even say they're feminists or whatever. But when it comes to like when you meet a woman and they're moving in together and she has a better house, it's like, I'm never moving into that babe's house ever.
That's a traditional.
We will get our own place. I'm not moving into a woman's house.
So
that is a very traditional.
The problem with modern women is that they think that when they're asked by their man to be, what are you bringing to the table? They think, well, I have a job, I have this PhD, I have this podcast, I have all this that I'm bringing. It's got nothing to do with me. What are you bringing?
I would love to know about this table. This is a
question.
Let's discuss this table because I actually want clarity.
No, let's just for a few segue.
I'm actually asking like Chaukweli because I've actually had this conversation with men who lack the range, and clearly there's range here. So I want to hear about the table. There's range. Like when you say like what do you bring to the table? And then I list my accomplishments, and a traditional man is like, good for you.
Yes.
But what do you bring to the table? Yeah. So what ideally would, you know, value to a table look like to a traditional man?
What would values? That's
values.
It. You already said it.
Values.
So integrity.
You see, I think there's a big issue that a lot of us mistake.
Yeah.
Whereby you think that relationships, when you're showing up, it's about the car, the PhD, the job, the whatever that you bring to the table.
Right.
Those can be achieved by anyone. Any Tom, Dick, and Harry can bring that stuff. The question is, when it comes down to the relationship, right, what values of alignment are you bringing to the table that will sustain that relationship? right? It's the whole element of compatibility.
Mm-hmm. Which right? then explains which Kiki then, Palmer's situation.
Thank you. I was just going to say and, and bring it down, right?
Yeah.
That what the issue is between Darius and Kiki Palmer is that their values are fundamentally not aligned.
Mm.
And the day that, and to Des's point, Darius is trying to change who Kiki is.
Yeah, 100%.
Instead of changing his circumstance to find someone who fits and aligns with his values.
Mm.
Because I guarantee you, in that same America, there are many Amish women who would never wear a butt cheek showing dress.
Yeah, dress. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Go find that one.
Go find that one. Don't try and change Kiki. Kiki is Kiki. Right, so accept her as she is, or understand. I think that the biggest issue that a lot of us have in relationships is that we think that people change. But what you find on day one, I guarantee you, is what you're going to have for the life cycle of that relationship.
Yeah,
and the sooner you accept that it's not going to change, so you either accept that circumstance or change your circumstance, right? It's never going to change.
It's like, I'm sure Charles has the answer to this, but the former head of Pepsi, the lady Indian.
She's amazing. Yeah,
she was talking about how when she goes home, she's not the, some CEO of some multinational. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You leave a CEO in the office.
you leave it there. But it doesn't mean, on the other hand, that her husband should be some kind of Gestapo, abusive Nazi in the house.
Of course,
but she gives him that geteo of being her husband.
That word?
Geteo is respect.
Oh, and despite the fact that...
For our international listeners.
Yes. Yeah.
Not for me.
Spanish listeners understood. But so despite her position and how people literally prostrate themselves in front of her when she leaves the door, when she's at home, she's a wife.
Mm.
And it's her, probably her Eastern culture that allows her to wear both hats, because most Western cultured women,
they really find that hard
they
to
don't know
to
how
swallow.
To wear two hats. No.
Actually, I was going to throw a different one, which is even more powerful in air quotes.
Mm-hmm.
The Queen and Prince Philip.
Beyonce. Oh.
Right? Not that Queen.
And that's not a good one. Let me grab my phone because proceed.
And the reason I say that is that remember when Queen Elizabeth was having all the kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was a wife, right?
Yeah.
And she was a wife to Prince Charles, to Prince Philip, right? And that was the whole thing. And so just that acceptance of being able to oscillate
between
different roles.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us must oscillate, right? Because as men, you can be the CEO, but guess what? When you come home to your three-year-old,
He doesn't care. He doesn't even understand what that is.
If you want to be a good father, right, you take off that CEO hat and you get on your knees and you change diapers and you do whatever else that you need to do.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's even more, you know, basic than that. I mean, even you look at even these mafia movies, or you look at, you know, the mafia don is called by his henchman and told your wife's on the phone. He becomes another guy.
Yeah.
You know, that woman,
it's like
he has submission to a woman, yet he himself completely just, you know, he's a murderer.
Literally.
He's just come from ordering an execution. Exactly. And it's like Sharon is on the phone. Hey,
doing
baby.
What's
for dinner?
The challenge in our time is being able to wear multiple hats.
And
for Darius, he just didn't know or doesn't know that you don't do that in public.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, as I mentioned before, it's not her first rodeo doing this publicly.
Yeah,
so
not,
you knew.
And then again, because he raised up like the real traditional values in his follow-up tweet, where he was like, you know, as a father and, you know, the head of this family. But then he forgot that one of his roles, if he wants to be super traditional about this, one of his roles is to protect
your wife. Uh-huh, exactly.
Those are traditional role men.
And he did not protect her.
Exactly.
Oh, she doesn't give him the ability to protect her.
Yeah. Like we said, we don't know what happens. I don't know whether they've been having this fight. And then that day he was like, me, if I see these babes' butt cheeks one more time. And then he saw them, he was like, and he was done.
Exactly. You don't know what that straw was that broke the camel's back.
We don't. And that's why, like, even at the beginning when you asked, you know, and I told you, you're going to fall off the seat. Mm-hmm. And again, I still believe that, especially if it's a healthy relationship, this expectation that, quote unquote, modern women have of, he can't tell me anything, that is not a good and healthy ground for a relationship. No, you cannot have a relationship.
That's buy a cat and die alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, but cats are wonderful.
They have no opinion.
Cats really have opinions. They'll show you.
Yeah.
Really?
They're very rude. Opinionated.
Cats are rude.
And grateful.
Okay. Uh-huh. But anyway.
Sounds like modern women.
Hey. Wow. What an actual wow.
I think IP listeners will not be asking for Des back. Based on that Des one comment. No,
you see, that's why I love having this conversation with men who actually have life experience and not these silly boys who are led down the path by the nose by someone called, I'm not going to say his name, but hashtag masculinity Saturday. Right. See the nonsense.
Right.
These red-pilled men, because they only seeing life through one lens, facet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's a really yucky, damaged lens.
Mm-hmm. It's not binary. It's very layered with very different...
There's so much nuance to
correct.
That's
the word.
Life. Mm-hmm.
These interpersonal relationships are not just with your partner, but like even with your friends and so on. And like even there's something that, you know, Charles said earlier, like you don't treat, because we're all like really like consumed with, oh, she's the mother of his child, she's his girlfriend. But then he was like, do you even treat a friend like that?
Yeah,
if Sharon did something I didn't like, I'm not going to go and throw
me on social.
No, that's messed up. Right. That is friendship ending
and
stuff.
That's actually what keeps relationships together. Yeah, if you're not going to respect each other on a friendship basis,
kindness
is actually one of the first things you should look for in people.
Yeah.
And once that is over, you don't have anything.
Mm,
when people aren't kind.
Because kindness does not allow you
to
mistreat someone, to be mean to someone,
to berate them. Pissed.
Yeah.
Pissed at you. I will, Yanni, because my anger, it burns hot, but it burns out really quickly. But when I'm at that point.
Kwanyu, Nico.
Hey, I'm from Nyeri.
Shocker.
That goes without saying.
Reaffirmation.
But and here's the thing, especially when it comes to a point of, you know, udhaya. So it comes from a point where, like, you know, kindness also goes hand in hand with extending grace to someone.
Yeah.
And part of that extending the grace is, man, she's out. Look at her grinding up on Asha with her butt cheeks out. I'm really pissed off at this woman, but I'm going to wait for her to come home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Agreed. Well, it just didn't need to be public.
Yeah. Like, I can say.
Yeah.
What I have an opinion, like, bro, what? Because I would be pissed off if my husband or the father of my child had his nipples being jiggled.
Running amok.
By Janet Jackson. I'd be like,
babes.
Bro.
Jeshimu
Kwanzaa Lafu, please. You're a dad.
Janet.
Yeah, please. Like, do you know there's a video that's been doing the rounds?
Uh-huh.
But there's this guy looked like he was damn near about to have an orgasm. And I was like, hey, if he came to that concert with his girlfriend, he's living alone.
Even Rema does that. Rema,
the Nigerian artist.
But for me, back to the outfit, because I feel like the outfit is a point of contention. And I'll do the same exercise now with Des that we did with Charles.
Yeah.
I'm wearing an outfit as a traditional man. The butt cheeks are out. I'm going for a concert for Bien, okay? And Bien is known in said concert to serenade a babe. And let's say he's now... Oh, you've seen me dressed in the outfit that I have. My butt cheeks are out and everything. What are you telling me in real time?
By the way, Charles didn't answer your question.
He did.
He didn't.
He did his roundabout thing, which he always does. Exactly. Which is okay. It's Charles. Yeah, he's allowed.
Yeah, he's the king.
I answered
right?
the question.
He's the king, right?
He's the king.
It's
king does whatever
king.
He wants.
Your majesty.
What would I say? So
my fiefdom.
So I'm chilling in the living room and you come out of the bedroom wearing
with your butt cheeks.
With my butt cheeks in a
by the way, if you listen to this podcast, take a shot every time someone says butt cheeks.
butt cheeks.
I think my inner voice would be like, damn.
I married that.
Ooh.
Shokuno.
Who is your grandmother?
D-
Des would be like, Des would be like, hold that thought. We're going back in.
Get over here.
So my outward voice.
No, I don't. Yeah.
Yeah, hey, outward voice. What's Des saying? And I'm running late, so you know, you don't have time.
I know, I would make time.
We'll make time.
No, I would be like, if you want my honest opinion, I think you are underdressed.
Damn, okay.
Ooh.
So, you've not been told no. You've not been told you look bad.
Mm.
You've not been told that... That's somehow you're looking
inappropriate.
Yes.
And like, you look like a damn hoe.
It's basically.
Now, who's roundabout? Yeah. Now, who is roundabout?
No, but that would,
no, but
that
I
would
actually
be,
appreciate him saying it like that.
Yes. Yeah.
Because the subtext is clear, but he's not being disrespectful
to
me.
Yeah. And you're not being told you're not going to do that. We're not going to leave this house.
Yeah. That's wiggle room.
Essentially, your outfit has.
Wiggle.
Like, it's like bad language. There's no such thing as bad language. It's only inappropriate language.
Yeah.
So amongst us, we can use the F word, this, that, and the other. But amongst our parents, we don't.
Never. Yeah.
So amongst each other.
So in a
public forum where you're speaking at a convention, depending on the audience, if it's a comedy show, then the same F letter words are fine.
Mm.
But in the context of a business meeting, you don't. Yeah. So the word itself isn't bad. It's just about when you use it. Yeah. So the clothes themselves, like I said, they could be like, damn, we're going back inside for a minute, right? Mm. So it's appropriate to us.
Hopefully more than a minute.
What?
But then, listen. In the context of being out in public.
That's where the issue is. Right. So everything is contextual.
Mm-hmm. And I like actually the use of the word underdress, because it also mean we're going to a black tie event and I've walked out in a tiny little cocktail dress and you're like, hey, we'll go back and put on a ball gown, please. This is black tie.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's nothing slut shaming about telling me I'm underdressed, but your message is loud and clear.
And everything is tonal. It's about the tone that I use, right? Yeah. So I could be like, No, you're underdressed. That's damn near an attack.
Yeah.
But I could be like,
baby, I think you're underdressed.
You're underdressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'll just give you that look like you're underdressed. And if you know me, you'll know.
Yeah,
like,
that's a no-no.
Or if you're an extra smart man, you can just say, oh, before you go, let's go in from... Then I tear that thing, it can't be on again.
Wow.
Mukonyo.
Wow.
First of all,
that would have been Charles's line.
It will be in tatters. Okay, now wear it.
Let's see where you
now wear.
Here you.
Godspeed, ma'am. Let's
see now. As we would say, don't let the door hit you with a good Lord's pleasure.
So, as we come to a close, Shiro, let's not flip the roles. You're seeing Des. Des is, I guess, what is the equivalent of this? Because men inappropriately dressed in the same way.
Yeah, if your zipper's down.
But you're not trying to be sexy by having your zipper down. You just look like a fool.
Like, I want to know. Like, I was going to ask you, where do you do that at?
Double standard.
Why are you
it's
going?
Not a double standard. It's just, what is the equivalent of a man feeling himself, but then it can be misconstrued as you're just being inappropriate by your partner?
Some men will have their chest open with gold chains and, you know, just that whole...
Like you're dressed like you're part of a Colombian cartel. Let's see.
Like you're in Buniem.
People care about that. But do people care about that? And I think
again,
this is
like
the element.
Like what he said about context, like there's some places where like him dressing like two chains is like, okay, fine. But then if we're going to dinner with friends, I'll be like, hey, babe, maybe you should change your shirt. You know, like there's a way it can be said. And I think it's a more delicate balancing act when we do it as women.
I think,
because it's also, I don't want him to feel insulted or controlled or you're telling me what to do.
Because I feel like even the subtext of what now Darius was saying is she's doing this to please others.
Yeah.
So I think what he was also saying is, don't do the most to please others. So maybe in respect with, if we flip the roles.
I think that bit was just hella disrespectful.
It was, but if we flip the roles and let's say, now back to you and Des, and let's say Des is doing something that you feel as his girlfriend is doing to please others. Like let's say he's I don't know, he's, what like example what? Can we use? Like, you know how sometimes, you know, okay, that's back, it's more financial than it is inappropriate. But like, if your person is now just spending on people willy-nilly, and you feel that that is, he's just doing this to please others at the expense of how you guys are running perhaps your household.
Yeah.
I feel it
should have to be like a sit down conversation. Mm-hmm. Not and go on Twitter like, this man is leaving me broke. Just go and buy single
champagne
whiskeys for his slay queens.
what's interesting about how the two of you have come to this part of the topic is that you've both hit the nail inadvertently on
like what bothers
things.
What bothers
one is clothing and becomes sexual,
yeah,
and the other one is money and becomes financial sexy. See, so sexuality,
exactly,
sexuality,
what you're saying.
Sexuality for men is financial. Bring the ugliest guy who was a billionaire. Oh. You will find him kind of cute.
It's like he can be 5 foot one, but when he stands on his wallet, he's 6'5". Okay.
There you go. But no matter how much money the woman has, it's irrelevant. But what she's wearing becomes relevant.
Yeah.
I think that's like neatly encapsulated what is the button.
Sharon is struggling to find out an equivalent.
But if a guy dresses inappropriately, like it's not that.
We don't care.
He comes in looking like Borat. Who cares?
I just think you're being so stupid. Like, it's silly. It's not like I'm not going to be outraged.
Right.
But I'll be like, bro, what are you doing?
It goes back to the point I was making around double standards, because
it's such a double standard.
I think as women, you're judged on so many levels, which I deem as superficial.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to tradition. And this is why I have these issues with tradition as a word being thrown around to pontificate, mm-hmm. is that our tradition dictates that
Spirit.
You go out, right? You go out bare-breasted. That is our tradition as Africans.
Yeah.
It's
true. Especially
right?
The South.
So my point is, we also need to...
So it's culturally entangled.
Yeah, we need to go out with a bit more grace to each other and really stop having just the first knee-jerk reaction to every situation.
Mm. But I think that is actually the key to most successful relationships.
Yeah.
One of the places that I've gotten to in my current relationship is love you, babe. By the way, I know you'll listen to this.
Love you.
Anyway, so
butt cheeks.
Shout out.
But if you told me I was underdress, I would really go and cover my cheeks up. Honestly,
yeah,
it would be covered. But honestly, I think like what you've said, not having the knee-jerk reaction, that is when the fights stop.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That when you stop, like, you know, any new relationship goes through this hump where you're like, Jesus Christ, all we do is fight.
Mm.
It's because he will see me with my butt cheeks out, instead of saying, baby, I think you're underdressed, be like, where are you going looking like a damn hoe? Or like even the issue you brought up where it's like, feel like you're spending too much money. It's like, oh, you're going again to hang out with your slay queens, eh?
Like, At Bar Next Door.
Which has done nothing to us right now. We are sorry, Bar Next Door.
This is slander.
We just slandered England for nothing. But basically, like that's point one, like where it goes over the hump and becomes a successful relationship is before you open your mouth, you ask yourself, okay, where is this coming from? Is it my ego that's hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Does this need to be said now?
Mm-hmm.
How I was going to say it? Was I going to be kind to this person? Once you get to that point, then these issues of, like, it shouldn't even be an issue that she's gone with her butt cheeks out to Usher.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer
it's
an issue.
Handled, exactly.
Because, like, it would never occur to her to, because she knows what your boundaries are and you know what her boundaries are, and you found a happy medium.
To piggyback finally on what you were saying, and in terms of knee-jerk reactions, we shouldn't also, as a public, have knee-jerk reactions to one person's error. So if Darius has made an error, for this to be, if he consistently makes this mistake, it's not an error.
It's a personality.
So let's also not castigate him as being a certain kind of guy because he made one error. So for me, it's always about data points. Let's plot data points as if you're plotting a chart on a graph and you're trying to connect dots. If there's a consistent behavior within which there is this level of disrespect publicly,
then he's trash and we can move
then,
on.
Then we can actually cancel him. But short of that, then he's done the one thing.
Yeah, he's done the thing.
So we should equally not be knee-jerk reactive to people who make errors, even if it's a public one, and think that that's who we've encapsulated in general. So everyone just needs to chill out.
Basically.
Twitter is just not the place.
Twitter is not the place to chill out.
No. Yeah. Especially KOT.
You should have just posted that on Instagram. Like, I feel like on Instagram, people are kinder.
Yeah,
we're nicer.
It's like, oh, baby, we're so sorry, Twitter.
It's so true. And guys, we actually now need to conclude. Any final thoughts as we bring this to a close? Shiro? Yes. Actually, Des?
Yeah.
We did. You were last to speak.
In conclusion.
Higa.
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 Close.
For the Spanish speakers.
For the non-Spanish speakers.
Yes. May we all be more tolerant to point instances to not make deterministic decisions on who. And what constitutes to truth? What?
Deterministic. Can that one be
the next
like
episode
that?
Is going to be English words by Des.
Des the thesaurus.
Is deterministic a word?
Yes.
It must be.
Yes.
If you said it, like, it is. It sounds
and
right.
If it's not, English is evolving. It is now
deterministic.
A word.
What? I will say it again. What? I forgot what it is. Deterministic.
Anyway, yeah. Maybe just be far more forgiving, especially on public platforms, how we decide to judge people. Especially on the one-offs. Mm. If it's a Trump thing where you're constantly having faux pas, then that's who you are.
Exactly.
And short of judge that, you accordingly.
Yeah, we'll be judged accordingly. There's enough data at that point for us to plot any chart to show that you're just an a-hole.
An asshole,
Short of that, it's fine. You can make a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I completely agree. Yeah. I've really enjoyed this conversation. This is what happens
it's very revealing.
When you actually have conversations with grown ass men, you know.
It's deterministic.
It's very deterministic.
It's
giving deterministic.
Grown ass and butt cheeks. We'll be back at same feet. Same WhatsApp group.
But honestly, like for me, just the key point is always kindness.
Yeah.
Was it a kind thing for him to do? No. Was she wrong? Perhaps. And clearly, is there a deeper issue in their relationship that needs to be addressed?
Definitely.
Absolutely. There are clearly values that are not aligning, and that's a conversation they should have, mm-hmm. not with us. What I would tell Darius is, please, don't tell us on Twitter. We don't care.
Yeah, we're here for the entertainment.
We're here for fun. We're here for entertainment and retweets. Please, find somebody else to do it.
Exactly. Yeah. Charles.
King Charles.
King Charles.
Very
second, Your Majesty.
I'll just summarize. Let's be kind. Let's afford each other grace. Let's not be knee-jerk reactive to situations. And find people whose values align to yours.
Yes.
At the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you do that, these are issues that you shouldn't be having.
I love it. I feel like for me, what I've gathered is that Darius just has his own sets of values. She has her own sets of values. Maybe they are not very compatible.
Mm.
And that could be the issue there.
Mm.
But guys, I think, I feel like this was such an interesting conversation. And I'm so glad, as you said, we spoke to grown-ass men.
Yeah.
Because the insights were very rich.
Butt cheeks.
It was The insights were so rich. But, you know, everyone who's listening, we'd love to know what your views are. Do you think there's a difference between someone being controlling or being traditional? Do you agree with Des or with Shiro or with King Charles? Where do you lie in this debate? Send in your voice notes at It's Related, I Promise, is our handle. We'd love to play them on the next episode.
Because
exactly, it's a very polarizing topic. But at the end of the day, it's all up to you. And kindness is, I feel like, is the takeaway that we've come to a conclusion on. So guys, thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Yay.
How did you find this?
Again.
This was your first time being on a podcast.
really trying to tell myself this is only staying in this room.
Well,
shock on
not
me.
At all. Not at all.
See how podcasts work is basically other people,
other
here.
People listen.
Goodness.
And we have about what 700,000 people listening. So
sorry,
not to make you nervous.
Oh my God,
I'm glad you said this at the end.
At the end, exactly. Yeah. But thank you so much for coming. It was amazing. Remember, you can follow us on social media at Insulated, I promise, and we will catch you next time back here, same podcast.
Sure, you're right.
All right. Cheers, guys. Bye.
Bye.